Charlotte Ryan's here from Music 101. Hi, Charlotte.
Oh, my gosh. Blue Smoke, the Anna Coddington cover of Blue Smoke.
Yeah.
I had tears welling up in my eyes. It was beautiful.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Julie Busseau's here as well. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I love that track as well. I was listening in the car and I thought...
Julie, yep. From Shared Kitchen, and man, my mouth started to water, Julie, when you sent an email to me this week and said, how about we do Greek burgers? It looks so, so good. Tell us about your thinking around this.
Well, I think the weather's going to be really nice over the weekend in most of the country. I think Sunday is the day, but, the weather forecast keeps sliding out, so It was Saturday and could be Monday or Tuesday. But anyway, someday... Very soon, we're going to want to cook outside and we'll be able to eat outside.
Perfect time.
But, burgers cooked inside are absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get to that, though, you've got some exciting news. You have a book out.
Yeah, well, it's just in the on the ship, shall we say,
yes.
From the printers at the moment. So out in November, yeah, really exciting because first one in several years and I've written it with my daughter. So that's a really nice thing to share. She does the social media for Shared Kitchen, my website. But this is our first little venture doing something
and
like this.
And how have you
together.
Decided what to put in?
Well, the mama still rules the roost.
Yeah.
Because there's really big archives on Shared Kitchen to pick and choose from. So, but she's contributed over the years. It's 5 years since it's been going, so she's contributed to it. So, whatever she wanted to put in was in there, and a couple of recipes from my son as well. Mm.
How do you describe your... I mean, we love your recipes, but how do you describe your sort of style of food when people ask?
I guess I've got a base of classical training because that's my cordon bleu training because I'm a trained teacher. And then I lived in Italy for a long time, so I've got influences from and married to an Italian for, 39 years or something.
Mm.
So a lot of influence from that. But my basic, my just what I love is vegetable cooking.
Mm.
So way before it was kind of a thing that we all were talking about, plant-based food, I've just cooked what I consider really tasty vegetable dishes forever, whether they've got Indian spices, whether they've got chili and coriander, whatever.
Yeah.
It's the actual product, the produce that I love. That's what I find exciting. So it's a bit of a mix, but basically it's food that I think you look at it and you think, yeah, that looks yummy. I want to make it.
Good description.
Yeah.
We'll tell people when the book comes out. Have you got your eating plan for the weekend, Charlotte?
Not yet, actually. I'm going to Celeste after work, though, for a little drink. That's French cuisine.
Yeah,
very
one of my
nice.
Favourite restaurants in Auckland.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll so tonight's taken care of. But no, I'll be inspired. I'm actually thinking burgers, falafel burgers.
Ah.
Is it falafel?
No, this is it's a Greek lamb patty.
Oh,
but you can make a chickpea.
Yeah, there was a chickpea patty. One that came through as an option.
Yeah, and that's pretty easy to do because it's just, munched up chickpeas. Mm. Keep some of the gloop from the can because that helps thicken it, bind it, garlic, some lemon zest, some herbs if you want in there.
Yum.
Just make it really tasty so it's got a lot of flavour in it. Don't make them too big because if you do and they get thin, they'll fall apart in the pan. Doesn't matter too much because the crumbly bits are lovely, but it make them sort of a little bit... smaller and fatter.
Mm.
Dust them in flour, fry them off.
I did that the other day. Some lentil burgers for the kids, and then they know something's gone wrong when they hear Dad cursing in the kitchen because he's tried to flip their lentil burgers and it's all fallen apart.
Yeah. You can put an egg in there, but I guess a lot of people who are making chickpea patties may be vegan, so they don't want to put an egg. So, some of that gloopy stuff in the can.
Yeah,
aquafaba. Yep.
Yeah.
Where do we start with Greek lamb burgers then?
Oh, goodness. It's just a fabulous little patty mixture. And the thing that makes this really, I think, different is that it's got a little bit of ground cinnamon and some allspice.
Mm.
But the rest of it, if I've got time, I'll go through. 500 grams of minced lamb. Always buy fresh minced meat. It's not a thing that you buy knocked down on price or on special because mints are just by nature. It's exposed, more parts of it are exposed to the air. It has more handling. So it goes off more quickly.
Okay.
Even beef mints?
Any mints. The fresher the better. Yeah, a big joint of meat will stay a lot fresher than a packet of minced meat. I'm sure you've experienced that before. You open a packet of mince
and
oxidized
or whatever.
It's not so good. So try to buy it fresh.
Yeah, and why are you doing lamb instead of say, beef or pork? Or what is it that you love about lamb on the barbecue?
Well, lamb's got, you know, slightly sweeter flavour. It's got a little bit of fat running through it, which will keep your patty moist as well. Because we have gone on to that, you know, 90%, 85, 95% fat-free beef. That's lousy for a burger. It really is. You have to add some oil in there to get some moisture to it. So lamb is good because by nature it's got a bit more fat there. So,
but easier to evoke some of those foreign flavours as well, isn't it? It tastes like Middle Eastern, or it tastes like Greek, you know, when you just add a little bit of spice to it.
Yeah, so beef, yeah, you could use beef, but it wouldn't be quite this burger. So a good half teaspoon of salt, an eighth of a teaspoon of ground cinnamon. You've got to be careful. You don't be too generous with that. Mm. But it's more than a pinch, so I say an eighth. A quarter of a teaspoon of allspice. So allspice is a little berry from a little shrub, and it's got really... It's beautiful flavours because it's got a little bit of cloves in there as well. It's a wonderful thing to use as a background flavour. It lifts food. So I like it in here. A couple of tablespoons of chopped shallots, and New Zealand shallots are plentiful at the moment and really good quality. A clove of garlic crushed, 2 teaspoons of dried mint. And you're going to say, why dried mint? Is it the same as fresh mint? No, it's not. The fresh mint we have in the garden, we know that really well, and it's got a fresh minty flavour. Spearmint is sweeter, not as strong, and it's just the traditional one that they'd use in Greece, dried or fresh. Yeah. Easy to get in, you know, the little packets like
it's,
that.
It's funny, I've talked a bit about this. I've got this cookbook of, like, a spice-based cookbook, and he's keen on using all sorts of dried herbs, and he uses dried garlic slices and dried onion slices for the flavour they bring without some of the other qualities that they bring.
Right.
So I've got used to sort of using things like tarragon's the one I've been using a bit, actually. Lately.
Yeah, dried tarragon is pretty good. What was the other one I was going to say? But it's just gone out my mind.
Yeah. Well, anything.
Well, that
really
one.
Though,
eh? Oh, no, oregano. Yeah.
Oh,
if you start me on oregano, New Zealand oregano, you know how it grows and it's all leafy and you buy it.
Yes.
And you think, that's great. That's got no flavour.
It's
like grass clippings, a little bit of bitterness. Because what they do in Greece and in Sicily, they let that plant grow, get the flowers, and it's the flower heads they dry, and that's the oregano. So you know when you buy Greek, if you've ever bought that in a jar, traditional oregano, so there's sort of little bits that you presume are leaves, but they're actually the little bits of flower. So if you grow it at home, just let it go nuts, brings the bees, and harvest it before it rains.
Great.
And dry it, and you've got really, really good flavoured oregano. But I'm not using oregano, I'm using mint. But it's nice going off on little tangents,
yep,
isn't it?
It is. It is.
Nice tangents.
Yeah.
This show's based on tangents.
Into that mince mixture, an egg yolk, and mix all that together. Now, here's the secret for patties as well. You know when you mix them and they feel a bit kind of claggy and they're a bit like that? You want to lighten that mixture, and the way to do that is with a little bit of water. So mix in, I've got 2 to 3 tablespoons of water, and you'll find then that it'll kind of fall off the spoon, and then you can shape your patties. Because when it's really heavy and sticking together, it's going to cook heavy. So the water makes it a wee bit lighter.
Right, good tip.
So mix that in, shape it into patties. You'll probably need to oil your hands to do that. Put them on a plate, refrigerate for an hour or two, lets them set.
Are you fasting today?
Yeah,
again?
So
you're
hungry.
So naughty doing a food feature the day when you fast.
So when do you get your first bite?
Oh, it's a long story. It's a long story. I won't bore the listeners with this one. But anyway, lamb burgers are sounding delicious.
Sizzled onions. We've got to have some sizzled onions in here. A large onion peeled, finely chopped. Sizzle that away in a good tablespoon of butter, smallish pan. And finish that off. 25 minutes. Yep, that's how you get sizzled onions. It's no quick job for that, so get them on, just let them sizzle away and fill your...
Good for you being honest about how long it takes to fry onions,
Look, ones. I can't stand these recipes that say, you know,
it's true.
5 minutes and you do it and you've got raw onion with burnt edges.
Yes.
And then this incredible feta dressing.
Yeah, this is fabulous and very easy. And it's a really good substitute for mayonnaise, which is rich. So 100 grams of creamy feta. Traditionally, feta would be crumbly, but we want creamy because then it will kind of blend. A clove of garlic peeled and crushed, tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, a bit of black pepper. Whiz that all together either with a stick blender or in a small little, you know, processor type thing. Add a couple of tablespoons of fresh mint because that's going to give us a nice green, fresh, you know, pretty colour to the dressing. And a couple of tablespoons of warm water, enough to make that whiz into a little dressing. And there you've got your feta dressing. That'll keep for 5-6 days. Heaps of different things that you can do with that. Mm. For instance, with a little, you can make fish burgers instead of the lamb patties or the chickpea patties with the feta dressing as well. So, yeah, to finish them off, you sizzle the patties. You can do that on a an oiled hot plate, or you do it inside in a decent heavy base frying pan. A little bit of olive oil. You could add a bit of butter there if you wish, which will make it kind of more golden brown. Until they're just cooked through, don't overcook them. And have some baps or buns toasted, spread with a bit of hummus if you like. We're going all out here. We've got everything
in here.
Oh, I love
it, yeah.
Some lettuce leaves. And I always think that iceberg lettuce leaves are great in a burger because they've got structure.
I'm glad you say that. And crunch.
Yeah, and crunch. Yeah. So if you put your little wimpy, you know, bag of salad leaves and you put your hot patty, you know, flat, yeah, and it's kind of like nothing. So
iceberg stands up for
itself.
Yeah,
get a bit of iceberg. A few cherry tomatoes if you want to. Then your onions and your feta dressing and stick your bun top and away you go and have a good munch up.
Yeah.
Yum.
We've got a garlic spread that my wife is buying just containers and containers of at the moment, and that's great on the style of food as
well. Yeah, what's the base of that? Is it oil-based?
It's pretty pure garlic, I think, but I should be able to tell you the name of it. I feel like it's kolkhoz or something.
Oh, it is just garlic.
Is it locally made?
It is. Ah. I should be able to give them a plug. Can I do it in 5 seconds?
Well, we're waiting.
Yeah, let's just hang out.
Silence on radio is everything.
I'd love to be able to just plug these guys. I'll tell you what, I'll do it after Charlotte's song. Thanks, Julie Huso.
Cool, excellent.